We've been doing second date updates for a long time now, and I feel like something keeps getting disrespected over and over again.
Really? What's that?
The side hug. Every time somebody gets a side hug, they always take it as a brush off. But you know what? Maybe the side hug is the new second base.
No.
Yeah, no,
not.
Probably not. Mm-mm. Yeah. It's actually a terrible thing to get a side hug after a date. Yeah. And that's what happened to Greg, who is on the phone right now. He's a waiter and was in another restaurant and actually hit on the waitress by writing his phone number down on the receipt. She ended up calling him and they went out to a very fancy restaurant. But by the end of the date, she just gave him a little side hug and now she stopped talking to him.
Is there anything that you would do differently second time around, Greg?
I mean, maybe not take her to the fancy restaurant so I had something to shoot for.
Okay. Oh. I see. You started off too hot, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I came in too big.
All right. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone, and find out if you gave it to her too big.
Usually not a problem, but maybe this time it is.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Cynthia?
This is she.
Hey, Cynthia, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay. Why are you guys calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because we recently got an email about you from one of our listeners.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about? Who is this again?
This is Jubal from
so
Brook and Jubal
out.
In the Morning. It's a radio show.
Don't be too scared. I promise.
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not talking to them after, we call you to find out what happened. So we got an email from a dude named Greg.
I'm sorry. No, I don't want to do this. Thank you, though.
But we just have a few questions.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
We just want to ask you a couple questions so that he can find out what happened. That's all.
What?
Whoa, she just hung up.
She left.
Did she? Hello?
Hey, Greg, was that a sufficient enough answer for you?
What is going on?
I mean, when she said she didn't want to talk about me, I was hoping we could dig a little deeper, but apparently she really doesn't want to talk about me, huh?
Wait, hold on, though. Greg, are you... Because a lot of times we do these things, and then you aren't telling us something that you should be telling us.
No, I'm an open book. I'm looking for answers, honestly. I mean, if I could give more information, I would put it all out there. I mean, can you please call her back? Call her again.
All right. I'll dial her phone number and try one more time, okay?
Thanks, Jubal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I really don't want to talk about it. I really don't.
Well, what? I mean, if
I'm
I can...
I'm sorry. I just don't really want to talk about it. I'm super embarrassed.
Wait, you're embarrassed?
You know, it's my fault. He doesn't have to worry.
Wait, are you
he didn't
like
do anything wrong?
Are you in a relationship or something?
No, it's nothing like that. It's just it's on me. You know, it was my mistake. I shouldn't have gone out with him. Not his fault. Totally mine.
Was it because you guys both work in the service industry or something? You have a rule like you don't date other people in the service industry or something? You know how cops are always like, I don't date other cops.
Do they say that?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they say that, Cynthia?
No. No, it's not that. It's not that at all.
Okay.
I messed up.
You messed up?
Yeah, I messed up.
He doesn't think you messed up. He thinks that you were, I mean, from the sounds of it, he thinks you're perfect.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay.
So?
So that's not a good thing?
No, that's fine. It's fine. It's just really awkward.
Well, can you just tell us anything? Because he's really curious. Like, he's been beating himself up trying to figure out what happened because he really liked you.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely don't want him to feel bad.
So what is it?
Okay. Did he tell you guys how he asked me out?
Yeah. He said that he left his phone number on the receipt when he was sitting at your table.
And we were all shocked that you bought that you wrote him back.
I did. And it's probably the last time I'll do something like that.
So wait, whoa. You regretted the date from the moment you texted him after he hit on you?
Okay, here's the thing. The night before, when I was working, another guy left a receipt, and he did pretty much the same thing. He left his name and his number. So I thought I was calling the other guy. He's really attractive. You know, he's definitely more attractive to me than Greg is.
Oh, no. You mixed them up.
Yeah. So when I contacted Greg, I thought I was contacting the other guy, and I didn't realize it until I was on the date.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just got the receipts mixed up. Greg's fine. He's fine. He's just not as cute as the other guy.
I'm sure
he'll be pumped to know that he's fine.
No, I don't know what to do, though. I just feel really awkward thinking about it. So that's why he wanted to talk about it. I was really uncomfortable.
Okay, that makes sense. I get. Like, that would be a really weird moment when you show up to a date thinking one guy's going to be there and a totally different guy's going to be there.
Yeah.
But Greg sounds awesome, and he pulled all these strings for this great date for you. He said you guys had chemistry. I mean...
But I just kept thinking while I was eating, you know, God, this would taste so much better if I was with the other guy.
You know, I'm sure there's research somewhere that food tastes better when you're with a hotter person. I agree with you on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you, out of curiosity, did you ever go out with the other guy?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Really?
And, well, okay, well, listen, the truth is Greg's date was... so much better
than the hotter guy.
Yeah, and I feel bad, but the hotter guy was hot, so I.
So wait, even though you had a better time with Greg, you still want to pursue hot man?
Yeah, he's really hot.
He must be.
Ouch.
All right.
I hope you're not looking for a relationship. That is so shallow.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be in something really serious, you know, right now. I just want to date hot guys.
Right. Well, Cynthia,
I've been there.
I do need to let you know that Greg is actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
What?
Hey, Cynthia, not that attractive Greg.
Oh, sorry, dude.
What?
Sucks.
Yeah, I'm a little lost for words right now because, like, oh, I thought you were somebody else.
Wait a minute, Greg. You heard everything? You were listening?
I heard, yeah, unfortunately, but yes, I heard everything.
You heard everything that I was saying to them from the start?
Yeah, more attractive, hotter guy. Food would have been better without me.
Oh, gosh.
He's really listening.
Oh, yeah, so.
I am so sorry. I had no idea. I wouldn't have been like that sort of honest, I guess, if I had known you were listening. You're a really nice guy. I'm really sorry.
Why didn't you just say something when you first saw me and you realized you made a mistake? We could have went our separate ways.
I didn't know what to do. I was sort of horrified, and the mistake was on me, and I didn't want to be rude, you know, and the restaurant was nice. I'd never been there before. I'd always wanted to go.
You didn't want to be rude, and then you go through the whole dinner and let me pick up the tab, and you didn't want to be rude. I mean,
you asked me out. You know, it was a date. I didn't know what to do.
What, a date with the wrong guy?
I know. You didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah, but you didn't
Cynthia.
Know.
Brutally honest.
Man, just it made me think if, you know, at the end, you know, if you knew and you didn't want to tell me, you would have, you know, like, oh, let me get, or at least offer. You didn't even reach for anything. I just picked it all up and think.
We were on a date.
I know, but you weren't. Didn't mean to be on the date with me. You meant to be on the worst date with the hotter guy.
You know, again, I'm so sorry. I don't even know what to say. This is so uncomfortable.
And you said, like, that my date was better. Like, I mean, I know
your date was so much better.
Oh, my God. So you confirm it.
Rub it in.
Cynthia, you know that makes no sense. You could be, like, you can grow to be more attracted to people.
Not with me. You know, I kind of, like, I see it and I know it type of thing.
Okay. Oh, God.
What is it? Could I, like, get a haircut? Was it my clothes? What?
No, Greg, you're great. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. You're great.
Nothing wrong with you.
Have you ever been there, you know, where you're with someone, but the entire time you're thinking about someone else? I'm sorry. It's just how it was. It was just. That's how it was. That whole night.
I have been there for the past 3 days thinking about you, and now I get this earthquake hitting me.
Oh,
sorry, dude.
There's no way you could, like, open up your eyes, up your heart, maybe give him another chance?
Well, you know what? I would be totally willing to go out with Greg again, you know, like on a fun friend date.
Friend date?
That would be fun.
Well, then how about it? Cynthia, would you like to go out with Greg again on a fun friend date? We will pay for it.
I totally go out with Greg on a fun friend date. Yes, it's super nice.
Greg, what do you think about the fun friend date?
I don't want to go on a pity date with you, Cynthia. Why don't you guys just give it to Cynthia and her new hot guy? They can use it, so it's not just not getting used, I mean, at least she'll enjoy herself.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea.
Oh, my God.
There you go, Cynthia. And since it sounds like your current hot dude is a horrible dater, we'll give you at least a decent gift card somewhere.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Greg.
Oh,
what about, do I get anything?
I mean, this is a big slap in my face.
No, it's not a slap in your face. You know, it's like you said, why waste it, you know?
We can use it for other things. Yeah, you know, we don't have to pay for your date with the hot guy.
But he's really hot.
All right, Cynthia, then you know what? Sold. All right, we'll send you out on a date with the hot dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. Thank
you. Yeah.
Even Jubal can't refuse a hot man.
No, I can't.